Yes. Good memories from the Super Bowl, and there were plenty of them because the Eagles scored 35 points. And obviously the reason I play that on this Saturday morning is because on Monday night, the Eagles play that same team again for the first time since the Super Bowl. But we all know that. We've been talking about it for most of the week when we're not talking about police reports that may be inaccurate or maybe not true. Other than talking about that, we've talked about the Eagles Kansas City game. And that's obviously, it's a big game. I know the coach and coaches and players downplay, and they've downplayed it all week, that, you know, revenge is not what they're thinking about. Well, the players on the, other than, I think Jordan Mailata is the only one that referenced back to that game and remembering that game. I'm telling you that there's no question in my mind that these guys, the players and the coaches, all probably more than the players than the coaches, because the players have to play the game, remember back. All right, let me just first say, or secondly say, good morning on this Saturday morning. As always, broadcasting live on these Saturdays from the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa, but specifically from the sports bar, BetMGM, here at the Borgata. Fabulous place the Borgata is, and a fabulous sports book here at the Borgata. So we're broadcasting from here, and we do so on Saturday mornings. So when you think about this game, how can you not remember the Super Bowl? How can you not remember that you made mistakes, and without those mistakes, you win the game? How can you not remember the things that cost you a Super Bowl? Because in essence, without the mistakes, and that's part of the game, obviously, the Eagles were the better team. But it doesn't matter because they didn't win the game. They didn't win the Super Bowl. And for a lot of players, and there's players that aren't on the team this year that were on the team last year, they're never going to win a Super Bowl. They had their chance. Now, I think the Eagles, with a lot of the players they have a chance to win a Super Bowl, for sure. Absolutely for sure. They have a chance to win the Super Bowl. But whether it's this year or next year, but you can't not remember back and think, man, if we hadn't done that. And you don't dwell on that because you practice to get ready for a team that, yeah, they're different. They don't score as many. Kansas City doesn't score as many points. The defense is better. They have to be better because they don't score as many points. But one of the things that Kansas City doesn't do in most games is blow teams out. They have more wins by less than a touchdown or less, than they have wins where they've blown a team out. They're a really good team, and we know that. Well, they're a good team, but there's good teams. I don't know that there's any team that's really, really good in the NFL this year. I don't think there's any team that's really, really good. There's teams that are good. But it is what it is, and the NFL likes that. They call it parity. You know, the way they make up the rules and the way they do things, you can't have a team just be that much better because you can't keep players that you've kept. So we'll talk about that. I mean, what is it? I think most Eagles fans believe that the Eagles are going to win the game. However, I absolutely know there's concerns from people about something for this game. Whether it's Andy Reid's record, which I'm going to go over that later. Everybody's kind of caught up on his record after a bye. But there's something that people have forgotten when quoting his record after a bye. And I'm going to go over that in a little while. and tell you what his real record is after a bye. Real record, I'll explain it. So we'll talk about that. Andy Reid obviously is the best coach in the NFL right now. Will be considered the best coach, or not the best coach, but one of the best coaches in NFL history. You know, that nonsense on some nonsensical Twitter poll that somebody put up. I guess it was at the morning show. I don't know. It's just, it was ridiculous and it was stupid. Well, who's a better coach, Nick Sirianni or Andy Reid? What, are you kidding me? I like Nick Sirianni. Not a little. I like him a lot. Nick Sirianni is a very good coach, and there's no question about that. But don't you have to look at a track record? Don't you have to look at record? It was such a stupid, asinine question to ask. I guess they had nothing else to ask that morning. But whatever the case, Andy Reid is really good, but Nick Sirianni is very good. But he's not as good as Andy Reid for obvious reasons. So we can talk about that this morning, obviously. And the biggest news out of the Sixers is not the joke of all jokes of all jokes of all jokes, this in-season NBA tournament, which is the biggest farce, the biggest joke in sports that I can ever remember. In-season tournament, what does that mean? What, are you going to have a parade for a three-week tournament or whatever the hell it is? I mean, it's a joke. Nobody even knows what it is. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. It's foolish. And it's a money grab, and it's typical of what the NBA is and what Adam Silver is, who's a terrible commissioner, and it's a bad product. But the in-season tournaments, it show you how ridiculous it is. They play Indiana on Sunday. It's not an in-season tournament game. Then they play them on Tuesday, and it is an in-season tournament game. Like, whatever. I just it's ridiculous. I mean, why am I even talking about it? But the biggest news for the Sixers this week is with the event that allegedly never really happened, according to a police investigation. The police apparently wasted their time investigating a hit-and-run accident where it was first stated and then reported because of what was stated that Kelly Oubre suffered a broken rib because of a hit-and-run driver. Well, the police have gone over this. I've talked to multiple police and detectives, and they say there's absolutely, 100%, absolutely no evidence that this hit-and-run took place. So the question will remain, and the Sixers, and the motto of not just the Sixers, but in this case, easily the Sixers, and they've done it before, lie until it's the truth. And Kelly Oubre is not going to talk to anybody until he comes back from injury. And it will be brought up when he comes back, but they hope it passes at that time. Now, the police aren't going to say that, and it's clear that they don't believe that this incident ever occurred, but alleged incident. But they're not going to say that because, number one, he's an athlete, and number two, they just don't want to bury Kelly Oubre. And you have to wonder, here's the other thing, and I didn't really think about it until afterwards. Kelly Oubre's been on five teams in a short career. He's already been on five teams. Why does a player that have, he's obviously got ability and he's got talent. Why does a player with that ability bounce around all those teams? Golden State didn't keep him after 1 year, and he averaged, I think, 15 or 16 there. Charlotte, who absolutely positively stinks, got rid of him. He averaged 20 points. How does a team get rid of somebody or not re-sign him or whatever you want to call it after he averages 20 points a game? There's something that's not right here. There's something that's not right. Now he can play, and Daryl Morey doesn't give a damn because he can play, and he got him for, I believe it was the veteran minimum. just to add a guy. Oh, yeah, they said Kelly Oubre. Oh, yeah, he's a really nice player. There's something wrong. Something's not right in Mudville with Kelly Oubre. Something's not right based on his track record. That's all I'm basing it on. And the report he gave to the police of the alleged hit and run, if it is found out to be a false report, he has committed a crime. Now, he'll never get arrested, and we know that. And from what I'm told by sources within the police, they've asked him to come back and go over the incident again, and he has yet to come back, to my knowledge. And he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to go back and talk to the police. He does not have to, unless he's arrested, and they're not going to arrest him. So there's a lot of people out there defending him. You can't defend a guy when the police have spent all this time in this investigation and can't find any evidence that there was a hit and run. Oh, he was lost. You know, he didn't know where he was. Stop with all this nonsense. People make excuses for athletes. Sometimes athletes need you to stand behind him. But in this case, until we find out that this was an accurate report and stop with the nonsense that Nick Nurse, well, I believe my player, believes him because he has to believe him. He has to believe him. Because then you taint the player. But whatever, if you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. It's amazing. We will also talk about this morning another, and this was a lie, Kelly Oubre, we have to, by situation, say it's an alleged lie in Kelly Oubre's case. But this is a lie. Clarissa Thompson, who went on a podcast and said she lied about not just one sideline report. She didn't say multiple, but it's obvious it's happened multiple times. But she lied about it, and then she had a statement. And she didn't, now she says she didn't lie. She's, what a fraud. Hey, listen, I don't want anybody fired. But it taints the credibility, not just because I'm a sideline reporter. And there's a writer for the Inquirer Daily News asked me if I've ever made up a report. Never, put that in capital letters, and never will. That's not why we're down there. Sideline reporters are down there to try to help and enhance the broadcast. It's not just with injuries. Obviously, we're given the injuries quickly because they have to now in the world of gambling. But there's observations that you can make by what happened with a play. If you can hear the coach talking to the official and what the head coach is really mad about, there's things you can do. And Clarissa Thompson, if the coach didn't come out at halftime in a network television, when the coach comes out, he usually is asked to talk, and they have agreed to it in most part. Although, I don't know that Nick Sirianni doesn't do it on camera, but he does it as he's walking back at halftime. But if he doesn't, if he's late or he doesn't talk to you, you just say, hey, the coach was late, or he preferred not to speak to us. But here are my observations on what I think he wants to correct the second half. There's nothing wrong with that. It's your observations. You're down there watching the game. It's disgusting what she did, and she's been buried, and she should be buried. And her statement is so... it's like, why even waste our time? You said something, but you didn't mean it? Is that what you're trying to say, but you didn't mean it? Well, then why did you say it? So somewhere along the way, you lied. That happened a long time ago. I mean, she obviously was forced by Amazon to put out a statement because she's, well, I guess, I don't watch those games. It's on Amazon. It's a pain in the rear end. But she does the pre and, I guess, post-game show on Amazon. It's a pretty face, but whatever. But I don't want to see anybody fired, but she should be suspended. You can't, even though it happened a while ago, people in this country, people get fired for old tweets that were 20 years ago when they were kids. She at least should be suspended. But that's not my call. It doesn't matter to me. I don't pay attention to her anyway. So that was just flat out wrong. All right. Let me give you the numbers. 215, but you know the numbers, but so that's why I don't have to give them. I don't have to give them 25 times before we even talk about a subject. 215-592-9494. But you know that. You know what the number is. All right, today's question, based on a couple of things, to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's terrific restaurant and bar, to watch a game, to enjoy the food. The food is really, really good. And the atmosphere is terrific. They have three locations in Horsham near my golf club, and that's when I stop out there. Commonwealth is my golf course, Commonwealth National. But in Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. Here's the question. Pretty simple. And you probably have multiple things to choose from. The biggest alleged lie or liars in sports. And there's been a lot of them that you'd say, you know, that's not true. Yeah, well, that's not true. Well, then that's not true. Biggest alleged, and I only say alleged because that's what you're supposed to say. Alleged lie or liars in sports. All right. You think you can handle that? I think you can. All right. Let's take a call before we take care of some biz. And who's that? Rick. Rick, you're on WIP.
Howard, you're nailing it as you normally do. Today's athletes not only get away with it, this group racing should be a mess, and it won't be. But you know what, Howard? And you know this. Babe Ruth, Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul.
Kobe took responsibility for what he did.
From what I remember,
and actually, and I remember it well because, believe it or not, because I knew Kobe when he was in high school. I knew his, obviously I knew his parents because his father played for the Sixers, but I knew his grandparents too. And he asked their PR guy to get in touch with me because he wanted to come on the air and talk about it.
And
he stood up for it. Clarissa Thompson is just, I didn't really say that. I didn't really mean it. Well, now you've compounded a lie with another lie. Hey, listen, if Kelly Oubre would come forward and say, hey, listen, what I did, I was doing something I shouldn't have been doing. And I apologize because I wasn't injured in a hit and run. And then people say, well, what were you doing? He says, well, I prefer not to talk about it, which he doesn't have to. But that was not, I was not telling the truth. And I apologize. And I apologize to the police department for putting them through a lot of extra work, which took them away from other things. If, in fact, the alleged hit and run didn't happen. I always have to say alleged.
I
said this to people, said it to Nick Nurse as he was walking out of his news conference. The truth will set you free.
Absolutely. Let's go Birds real quick before I give you my lie.
Sure.
I agree also. Neither team, Philadelphia or Kansas City, has had the style points. But you know what, Howard? You're around the same age as I'm, just a little younger. We've seen more championships than our generations and of all our families. The one thing the Philadelphia Eagles team does the last few years is what we didn't do from 1960 to 1980. Philadelphia always found ways to lose. And this franchise right now is finding ways to win. The only problem is, so does Mahomes. So it should be a close, interesting game, in my opinion.
Well, that's the way Kansas City plays games, and the Eagles haven't blown out a lot of people either. But the reality is, there's two good teams. There's no reason it shouldn't be a really good game. Mark Lawrence is going to be on with us later. I'll see what he thinks, but I think I've been saying this since the summer. The Eagles can say that the Super Bowl doesn't mean anything and they're not thinking about revenge. I believe, and just knowing, what's natural for people, that they know they made mistakes and they should have won the game. And I think, not that they don't focus all the time, I think they will be extremely focused on doing the right thing.
No, I totally agree. But don't you think, Howard, and you know sports better than most people, the revenge thing, after you snap the football, after a couple of hits, that revenge thing, that rah-rah revenge thing, kind of goes away after the game starts.
Well,
again in the locker room at halftime.
Well, but here's what happens. You know, Nick Sirianni always emphasizes, you know, just play each play till the end. And don't take a poor play with you. And I think there's no – I would think during the game, if you make a mistake – not a turnover is a bad – if the Eagles don't turn the ball over, they don't lose the game. If you make a mistake, you say, you got to let it go. Some players don't, but in this case, they really do have to let it go, and they will think more. Let's not do the same thing we did in the Super Bowl. And
no, I agree. I know you have a lot of callers. Let me give you my lie.
Sure.
Norman Braman, Reggie White will be a Philadelphia Eagle.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did.
I don't remember that. I remember he didn't want to sign him.
It's got to be somewhere in the archives. He absolutely said when he was questioned, Reggie White will be a Philadelphia Eagle. We will never let dollars interfere with the future of the Philadelphia Eagles.
If that's
Reggie
the case,
White will be an Eagle.
If that's the case, you're right. That is a lie. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin at the Borgata in the sports book, ready to rock and roll because we always have fun. So that's kind of like rocking and rolling. And the question is pretty simple. Come up with it. The biggest alleged liar, liars in sports. And they're loaded with them. And you can't use Kelly Oubre or Carissa Thompson if that's what you want to do. All right? Can't do that. All right? We good with that? Good. All right. The time now is now 8:22 and busy, busy, busy. I know I am, and I know you are, but every once in a while, regardless of what you do, it's kids to school, grocery shopping, whatever it is, you got to take care of yourself once in a while, don't you? Don't you got to take care of yourself? Well, you know, your favorite tasty cake is something you can reward yourself with, a tasty cake treat. I've always told you about Crimpets, but there's so many more great products from Tasty Cake, the Butterscotch Crimpet. And the peanut butter candy cake, two of my favorites. But there's pies, there's cakes. I'm telling you, they're so good. Just walk by one of them in your grocery store, your supermarket, your Wawa, whatever. And you walk by and say, well, I want one of those. No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it. And you know you deserve it. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. I'm not sure this song is to my fancy. Dan Wilson back at the studio. Dan, I mean, come on, you got to do better than that. Get a little upbeat stuff. You know, it's a Saturday morning. Let's get people up. Come on, man. I'm going to have to get a music director for this show. Try to help out.
I try and keep you on your toes every week.
Yeah, well, that song, whatever it was, sucked.
It's out of the rotation.
Yeah, okay. Gone. All right. I'm glad you understand that something like that shouldn't be on this fine radio show. All right, let's go. Let's go back to the phones. Craig, you're on WIP.
King, what's up, brother? How you doing?
You tell me.
You know where I am. I'm down here in D.C. in this slum hole with these Commodores. You know, they playing those sorry midgets this weekend, so of course it's going to be a joke down here.
Yeah, that's not nice, so let's not go that way. Hey, the Giants, there's a few teams in all leagues that suck. The
right.
Giants really suck. Here's where the writers, and I think that's who votes on the coach of the year in the NFL. I don't know. I think most awards are voted on by writers. To vote Brian Daboll, and I know he won 9 games last year, to vote Brian Daboll the coach of the year when the Eagles won 14 games. Now, it's based on the regular season. They won 14 games. You know, whether it was Nick Sirianni or not, that's a disgrace. Those writers ought to be. They should stop themselves and never. They should never let themselves vote again on an award if they pick Brian Daboll as the coach of the year. It's a joke. I mean,
right.
It's really a joke.
But. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, I got a quick point on the Eagles. Just want to give a prediction on that. I want to end out with the Sixers real quick. Eagles. Yeah, I feel like we're gonna win this game. I think Kansas City. They've been leaking oil this year. They lost some games. They just aren't the team they used to be. I know Andy's had 2 weeks, but hey, guess what? We got a pretty doggone good coach too, Nick Sirianni. We had 2 weeks to prepare too, so. I think we got a shot. The field will be better this time. It won't be that disgrace of a field it was in the Super Bowl. So I think.
I don't want to hear the excuse of the field. I mean, because
no.
Both teams,
yeah.
And from what I understand, the Eagles players and some of them didn't want to put the equipment staff on the Eagles is terrific. Terrific. And they bring everything you can imagine to a game that you could possibly need. And I know that they always have bigger size spikes. They can change their cleats. They can change the size of their spike. But some of the players just didn't want to do that. That's their fault. But the reality, I don't want to hear about that part of it. But the reality is, with all that said,
right.
If they didn't fumble before the end of the half, because now that game becomes all of a sudden Kansas City thinks they're back in it. Eagles had a really nice lead. If it wasn't a bad punt, and I can't blame the coverage team because they didn't know it was going to be a bad punt. If it was Slay lost sight of the man in motion, and then the next play, if it was a zero blitz, the nuts touchdown that was the player was uncovered. If those things don't happen, they don't lose the game. But they were mistakes. The field, forget about the field. I'm so tired of that excuse. That should never happen.
Yeah, I'm really more concerned about Mahomes is our middle coverage is what scares me.
I think the way you – well, yeah, but the way you handle that is with pressure.
Right.
Sean Desai, I got to say this about Sean Desai. I mean, people rip Jonathan Gannon, and I think he was very good. Sean Desai, for a first-year defensive coordinator, I think has done a terrific job. This guy's really sharp. This guy is really sharp, and he knows what he's got to figure out. Hey, Bradbury's not the same player he was. So what you got to do is you got to mix up your coverages. You got to do something else. At times, you have to give him help. You got to do all those kinds of things. And he knows he knows what he's got to do. Now the players got to carry out whatever the mission is, and whatever it is, they got to carry it out. But pressure is the big thing, and that's not just blitzing every time. Patrick Mahomes is good, but he's not been as good this year as he was last year. So there's different ways to look at it. All right.
I like them. Yeah, I like them 27-24 in that game. And then real quick on the Sixers, I think the Sixers, Howard, I agree with you on this whole Oubre thing, but I'm more concerned with the Sixers. I wanted to throw something at the TV the other night, Howard, when they lost that game to Boston Celtics. It's like, you had – they were down two guys, and Embiid came up short, only gave up 20. You come up with 20
points
in a game where they were short.
That's why you can't get carried away early in the season, because it's a long season with a lot of things like that dope Elliott. He said, before they played the second Indiana game, I think they can win the NBA championship. You dope.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your biggest alleged lie or liar?
I got to go with that crazy story with that. What's that guy's name? Manti Te'o. With that mystery, that weird girlfriend thing or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? That's kind of a sensitive subject, but I understand what you're saying. Okay.
All right,
man.
Take care, help.
All right.
Take care, brother.
All right, appreciate the call.
All right,
thanks. All right, let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on WIP over in Ridley. What's happening, Dave?
How you doing, Howard?
Never had a bad day in my life, Dave.
That's great.
Never a bad day, never a bad night. It's always paradise for me.
That's excellent. Well, this might not be that great a question, but I wanted to get in.
That's all right.
On, on a liar. Has there been any kind of studies that the artificial field brings more injuries?
Now, you know, it's interesting, and people say I name drop, but I try to talk to a lot of people. I know Roger Goodell. Well, we all know Roger Goodell, but he knows me. So whenever he's at a game, and he doesn't come to many Eagles games, but he came to one of the games, and we talked for a while. And actually, he was on WIP. So I was with him because he had to use my equipment from the field. And after it was all over, I mean, I talked to him about a lot of things, and I asked him things. And he's usually really honest with me. But this wasn't about honesty. I said, you know, something doesn't something have to be done by these with these artificial surfaces, especially at the Meadowlands or whatever the hell you call that stadium now? And he says, the statistical information on injuries is almost equal on artificial surfaces and regular grass and natural grass. Now, I believe him with that, but I also know it's harder physically. I know when I do my sideline, I mean, my game stuff from an artificial surface, my calves are sore after those artificial surfaces, never on natural grass, never. So I'm not playing a game. So I know there's a difference, but as far as injuries, there's no information that supports that there's more injuries on artificial surface.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So who do you think's going to win on Monday night?
Eagles.
Why? Now, why? It's an easy answer, but why?
I think, like what you said in the beginning, that there is that revenge factor, even though they're professional players. But I think that's something, you know, you have like in high school and college.
All right. And now, your biggest liar.
How about that Lance Armstrong?
Wow, that was a good one, too. Yeah. He lied about not doing performance-enhancing drugs for all that time. He got all that money from Nike. Wow. That is a good one. Good job there by you, Dave. Good job. Thanks. That really is a good one. Gerard, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. I just wanted to talk to you about the Eagles.
I'm sure you did.
And some similarities I have against Kansas City. Because don't get me wrong, Kansas City is a good team, but a lot of people will be overseeing this. Eagles are a miracle team. So when it comes down to a Monday night game, I believe the Eagles got this game in the bag.
Okay, why do they have it in the bag? I don't think it's in the bag, but I think they're going to win. But why do they have it in the bag?
I forget how old I was. I probably was like 16, 15 when the Eagles was facing the Giants with Michael Vick.
Uh-huh.
And we was down by a lot. And that crazy comeback that we had.
Oh, yeah, that was up in the Meadowlands. It was 31-10.
Exactly.
And that was the game that DeSean Jackson had the punt return, right? At the end of the game?
Exactly.
Wow, what a great play that was.
Ever since I saw that game.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this game. It has nothing to do with this game.
No. It's just this. If we stay on pressure on Mahomes and shut down certain receivers, because we just got Julio Jones, we got A.J. Brown, we got Smith. I don't know anything about Goddard or how he's doing or what's
going on. Let's run down. I'm glad you brought it up. Cam Jurgens practiced fully yesterday. Cam Jurgens, I was told, is going to play. All right, so they got one of their players back. They got Roby back. Dallas Goedert has been placed on the injured reserve, so he's out for – I don't know if he'll be back for Seattle. So, you know, you got to be careful with something like that. But it could have been a more serious. It was a fracture in his forearm. Could have been more serious. But whatever the case, that's kind of your injury report. But they'll deal. Julio Jones, I think, will have more plays in this game, kind of in the tight end position. They run a lot of the same stuff anyway. So, all right, so who's your biggest liar?
I don't know. I was just calling to talk about the Eagles.
Okay. Feel me? All right. Yeah, I do feel you. All right. Hey, have a great weekend.
All right,
Gerard. Take care. 215-592-9494. And if you don't have, you know, you don't have somebody, that's fine too. You know, I feel you. You got the numbers. We're here at the Borgata, the best on the East Coast, in Atlantic City, in so many ways. And the time now is 8:40, and here's what's happening at Borgata. Sebastian Maniscalco, did I pronounce that correctly? Maniscalco, right? He was here last night. He's going to be here again tonight. This is the last weekend for Sebastian Maniscalco. It was really, really bustling last night. But don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room. Great cards, lucky seats, high hands bring excitement to every player. And it's open 7 days a week. All right. There's so many good things about Borgata. All right. Last night, I ate at Angeline, had an early dinner, and it was terrific. Absolutely sensational. That's Michael Simon's restaurant. Every restaurant here. Award-winning restaurants. Exciting bars. Live music. Big-name entertainment. Spacious casino filled with your favorite slot and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel and Casino Spa doesn't stop. You got a fabulous sports book. For those people that are wondering what to do for Thanksgiving dinner, I believe all the restaurants will be open serving Thanksgiving dinners here on Thursday night. So that's another option for you. Start planning your getaway today. Visit and check it all out, theborgata.com for details. We got to have songs with Liar in it. Lies. It's just, hey, listen, these two instances, well, one is not alleged because she said it. And now she denies it. So somewhere there's a lie. Carissa Thompson, which everybody I'm sure knows about, former sideline reporter, now studio host, whatever. She's just, you got to suspend her. You got to do something. It just demeans everybody that does that job, and I'm one of them. I've never have and never will make up a report. And the other alleged lie, Kelly Oubre. Police are still searching for that video. Maybe we can get some Hollywood producers to come in and stage a hit and run. And stage a player in there. You know, it's interesting. In the police report, there was never a bike mentioned. In the video that TMZ put up, all of a sudden he's rolling a bike into his apartment. Maybe he's trying to give his wife, I got hit while I was on the bike. There was something else that happened. It's not funny because you put the police through a lot, and it's not right, but it's not fair. All right, let's go to Evan. Evan, you're on WIP.
Howard.
That's me.
How you doing?
You know, it's just I've never had a bad day in my life, so it's all good.
Okay. There you go. I'm rooting for the Eagles on Monday night, but I just can't see how they're going to win it with that middle being so wide open with a lack of linebacker play and defensive backs and corners.
Well, teams win. They're only a 2.5-point underdog. You know, so somebody doesn't think it's going to be that easy. Teams win games. You know, the term is always used, next man up. I get all that. And N'Kobe Dean, probably out for the year. And I get all that. However, they're going to try some things. And there's no injuries on the defensive line. So you got to just find a way to get and create, whether it's pressure or get to the quarterback. And I know it's hard with Mahomes, but that's what you got to have. That's essential. And it's not with blitzing. You just can't blitz all the time because you do want people in coverage. But I just think the Eagles are going to win. I know what we've seen in certain games, but they find ways to win.
I'm hoping. So we'll see.
So you have your doubts.
Yes, I do.
Well, is that do other people out there in Newtown Square have their doubts too?
I think the group of guys that I watch the game with have their doubts too.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. All right, the biggest lie or liar or alleged lie in sports.
Well, I'll give you one of the biggest liars in sports and maybe in history. One, Arento James Simpson, O.J. Simpson.
You know what? That's good, too. Yeah, because he lied about killing Nicole Simpson and her boyfriend. And we all know it was a lie.
Correct.
You know, it's fascinating. He went to jail for something else and not for that.
Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
Just, that's actually a good one. Again, that's alleged, but we all know that happened, too.
Well, he got away with the criminal part, but he didn't get away with the civil part.
I know. That's exactly right. Well, the civil cases, you don't need the level of, you don't need a unanimous jury. But it is amazing. And he's out there. OJ's all over, I guess, Twitter and Instagram. But I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Bill in Reading. Bill, what's up?
How you doing, Howard?
I
guess,
terrific.
I'm really looking forward to Monday's game.
Obviously, we all are. Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think the Eagles will take this one because I think they, they want to continue their role and
keep
them in great position.
Yeah, obviously you want to win, but why do you think they're going to win the game? I mean, what gives you the confidence? And I think they're going to win the game. I just think they're going to play. I think they're going to play a mistake-free game, and that's just a feeling I have. But why do you think they're going to win?
Because I think they are a little bit more up for it than the usual game. I know you're supposed to be the same at every game, but I think. And also the bye week helps them. I know Kansas City had the bye week too. But, I think Jalen Hurts, he did state that his knee's much better because he had the week off.
Well, he didn't say it's much better. He said he's fine. He really kind of just tap dances around it, and he wasn't wearing the brace at practice. Here's the problem. People, because of WIP and reporters, they harped on his knee. It was a bone bruise, and that's just pain threshold. You can't hurt it anymore. It's just basically pain threshold. And he's fine.
Didn't it affect his running a little bit, though?
When he had a scramble, he seemed to be okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to be fine when he does the tush push. He does all those things.
This game too. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the RPOs have been in there, and maybe they haven't called as many. Yeah, you still, mm-hmm. But teams adjust, and Kansas City will adjust to the RPO thing. I think he's just got to have a really good game and have a turnover-free game, and I think that's what he's got. But it certainly will be a great game. All right, the biggest lie or liar, alleged liar in sports.
Yeah, a couple of mine were taken already. Well, I know you used to like him, but I'm going to have to say Pete Rose.
What was his lie, that he didn't bet on baseball?
Yeah.
I would assume that would be the case. I don't know that for a fact, but that's not a bad one. All right, appreciate the call, Bill. You know, we didn't even address the Cowboys playing a Division III team last week because Cowboys fans think they're great. How about Dak Prescott? What a phony he is. Gets all excited throwing four touchdown passes against that. You know, it's almost like a Division III school playing the New York Giants. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's just the Cowboys. You know, Cowboys suck anyway. All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Good morning. Howard, before I make my point about the biggest lie, you touched on, but I couldn't figure out initially what this tournament was with these.
It's the biggest joke I have ever seen in professional sports. It's a joke. Your tournament within a season, and only certain games are identified. Like Indiana Sunday wasn't an in-tournament game, but Tuesday was. It's a joke. They're trying to get more money from TV, trying to get people to watch like it's something. And then they put Halloween colors on the basketball courts to try to identify the game visually. Well, this is an in-tournament game. Look at the court. I mean, it's such a joke. It's such a joke. And okay, so what do you think it is?
The tournament?
Yeah,
they already announced that the players on the
get extra money. So what?
500,000 they get.
Well, that's great. All right, a player that's making $40 million. You think that means a lot to him?
No.
It means the guys that aren't playing, it means a lot to. So they have nothing to do with winning the games. It's a joke.
Absolutely.
It can't be a bigger joke. The NBA's a joke.
Howard, before I get to the lie, two things.
Sure.
One's this informational Borgata. In Italy, that's an Italian street gang.
Okay. Let's not get too deep here.
Right.
It's a name.
Now,
all right.
Now,
all right.
Explain this to me. I've never heard it on anybody talk about it.
I'll tell you what. I haven't, and I'm not talking about it now. Hey, the Commanders has a bad connotation too. You know, I'm not getting into what the name. I don't know where they came up with the name with Borgata, and it doesn't matter to me. The place is sensational. All right, let's move on. Okay, who's your liar? Who's your liar or a lie?
Okay. Yeah. This was a lie, and it was a massive cover-up. It involved Ray Lewis.
He was an accessory to a killing. Yeah.
Now, in that killing, it involved him, two of his friends.
I know the story, but he was involved and he lied about it. Okay, that's good. That's good enough for me. All right, good enough. 215-592. People may remember. I think it was during a Super Bowl week, if I'm not mistaken. It may have been during a Super Bowl week. And actually, Ray Lewis, who's a terrific player. I know Ray. Terrific player. But he lied to use, what was it, deer? Some injection in his arm to help. It was illegal. I forget what it was. Deer ointment or whatever. There's some good ones out there. All right. 215-592-9494. Time now is 8:56. And take care of yourself this day, whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, with a reward, because you know either you're going to have a busy day or you had a busy day and you just want to treat yourself. Well, what would be a favorite treat? It would certainly be Tasty Cake. You know, I could run down. One of these weeks, I'm going to get the list of the products, the list of the cakes, the list of the pies. They're all so good. Crimpets, yes. Peanut butter candy cakes, yes. But there's also so many other products. When you take a bite, you say, boy, this is really, really good. Yes. No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it. And you know you deserve it. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. WIP. We're just having a good time here at the sports book at Borgata. People can now, actually, they don't open it until 9 o'clock, but that's all right. People start streaming in, getting ready to bet their college football games today, and Mark Lawrence will be on at 9:40 to take a look at the games. You know, somebody brought up, actually, there's a couple things I want to address, and I said I would. Andy Reid's record after a bye, and I got to address really the way you should look at it. I will do that. And somebody brought up remembering the game, and I'm just now trying to remember why the caller just brought it up a little while ago. The game where the Eagles were down 31-10, and they came back to win the game. against the Giants. And the play that won the game was so exciting, and I don't think we'll ever forget it. So I just figured, let's play it. Go ahead, Dan, play it. Was it the most, when Herm Edwards picked up the fumble, and I know Merrill saw that. That was pretty good, too. But I remember that game because it's just funny that week. DeSean Jackson and I, before the season, or early in the season, would say, all right, how many punt returns are you going to have this year? And it's harder now the way people punt. How many punt returns? Well, you know, I'll get two. So that week during practice, I saw him, I said, you know, you don't have any punt returns yet. He said, all right, I'll get one this week. Now, little did he know that that would happen. The other guy who was really pissed was Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin, the coach of the Giants at that time. Man, man, was he pissed. All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey, didn't he give you his spikes from that game that you used
no.
for donation?
No, because the Eagles hadn't started the autism, their autism foundation yet, to raise money for autism. So it would have been cool to have them because they would have gotten, if I'd have thought about it, but at the time, no, they you know, when I get stuff like that, I try to get it, to raise money for the Eagles Autism Challenge. And so far I've been lucky with it.
He gave you the spikes though, didn't he?
No, he did not. Nope.
Oh, all right. I'm all right. So, you know,
would have nice to have, but I did not get it. Yeah.
But before I get to the sports, I'm just thinking, you know, you're playing New York, and I'm thinking about your career and what you accomplished.
Playing New York?
Listen. So, you know, I'm thinking about everything you've done, and then spikes up in New York now, mm-hmm. and the Eskin effect is in two major sports cities, man. I think. That's pretty cool. Think about it, man.
You know what? I will say this. You're correct, actually. You are correct. And my son is now recovering from hip surgery, which he had this week. So he can't run around very much. I think he's still walking around with a cane. But whatever the case may be. But, yeah, there is influence. There is influence in two cities, so I'll give you that. But I never thought about that. I just do my job, try to have fun. And, I, you know, it's a job, but it's not a job. I try to have fun. I try to do things that are informational to people. I try to, when I say something about a situation or a story, if it's a story, I always try to be accurate based on the information I get. And also, I try to just have fun with people and entertain, so whatever. But there is, well, you made a good point. Yeah, I'll give you that. You made a good point.
I appreciate it, man, and, you know, keep it up. And,
I think we both will. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. And he's not going anywhere either.
Well, so, it's the two layers of Eskin, the Eskin effect.
I'm telling you, it's big. It is big. It's going to spread along the East Coast. I got an Eskin effect in California who does movies for Disney. So I have an Eskin effect out there, too.
Yeah, man. It's all good. But, hey, so real fast, you know, we're talking about Kelly and then, you know, other question. So where do you rank Mahomes as a quarterback right now compared? I know you like Montana. I know he's a favorite.
Montana's the best. I mean, let's just – this Tom Brady nonsense. Tom Brady is a great quarterback. Joe Montana was and will always be the GOAT, the best of all time. never lost a Super Bowl, never threw an interception in a Super Bowl. Tom Brady, and we know that the Patriots cheated, so you can't make him the GOAT. And he cheated. He was suspended for cheating. So, you know, when did he start cheating? You know, so you can't make him the GOAT. Montana's the best. Mahomes, I'll put Brady before Mahomes for sure. I'll put John Elway up there, too, because of what he did. And I put Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers is good. He's a little goofy right now, but I would say Mahomes in the top five. I'll give him that, probably in the top five.
All right. Yeah, and I think that's why the Eagles are going to lose on Monday night, because of Mahomes.
Better be more than him. He's not having as good a year as he's had in the past.
But they're pulling it out, so, you know, hey. But it'll be an interesting game. It'll be entertaining. We'll wait to hear your reports, hopefully.
Yeah, which will not be a lie, never have, and never will be. It's just I try to help the broadcast, and that's
and you do a,
that's
you do a great job. And
well,
thank you.
Thank you. All right, a question today to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. And McGurk's is a great place to watch a game. The food is terrific. Three locations, Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. The biggest alleged lie or liar in sports.
Hey, Howard, one more thing about McGurk's.
Yes.
The Asian chicken salad is dynamite.
Okay.
It's
you've
so
been there.
Good.
All right. Well, next time I go there, I might have to get that.
It's very healthy.
And terrific food there, and a terrific place, and great environment. All right. So, the biggest liar in sports or lie?
I'm thinking Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is a good one too. Yep. Wow. There's so many good ones. All right. I appreciate the call. I'm not going to mention one. I got a text message from. Fella that's been a really good friend, and he's always done a lot of good things, especially for the autism, from San Francisco, or the San Francisco area, I believe it is, and listens to the show. But I'm not going to mention the one he sent me, which is really a good one, too. All right, let's go. All right, let's listen and have to listen to this nonsense. Captain Loser Dope Cowboy.
King of the buffoons and idiots. First off, Troy Aikman never lost the Super Bowl either.
What's that?
Troy Aikman never lost the Super Bowl either.
Yeah, but he didn't win as many as Montana.
Yeah, he's one short. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. What did I say that was incorrect? I just said he hasn't won as many as Montana.
Conclusion. I agree, Joe Montana.
Has Troy Aikman thrown an interception in the Super Bowl?
He might have.
Okay, so that's not as good as Montana either.
Again, I never.
Hey, listen, you're such a moron and an idiot and a dope. You bring up something, now you crush yourself because you try to get a cowboy. Well, you try to get a cowboy in there. He's not. Hey, listen, I like Troy. I like Troy, and I'm friends with Troy. But he's not Joe Montana. All right, he's not Joe Montana. Okay, but you brought him up. Why did you bring him up? Because he's a cowboy.
You said,
how about them cowboys? Yeah, dope.
How about this? To prove to everybody what I've been saying for 20 years, you come on here, you make a mockery of the guy who got hit by a car, accuse him of lying, but that fat slob, that bad guy who plays for the Eagles, who was caught stealing, who is a bad guy off the field in Georgia, and he's a bad guy now, caught stealing, you poo-poo that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to address that. All right.
You're going to address it now that I brought it up. You're
no,
going
no.
To
I mean, I'll wait for somebody to bring it. But Kelly Oubre allegedly lied, and there was no police investigation. Oh, I got caught. It's different levels. He's caused the police all kinds levels. Of angst. If it's in fact that is not true, really? And by all their evidence, that's really? Not true. All right. So now let me deal with Jalen Carter, you
he's
moron. Okay.
You're a moron.
Like I said, all right. I'm not going to deal with it.
Proof.
It's not what it was. It was stated to be. It was based on information that I got. Hey, Jalen Carter, what he did in college. Shut up. Put his pot down. Put his pot down. I'm not going to hang up on him yet so I can get this out. Jalen Carter, it's nothing that I will accept on the incident he had in college. That was bad. He was wrong. He should have been punished more severely than he was. And I'll stand by that because two people got killed. I believe it was two people. I know it was one. I believe it was two. All right, in that situation. However, in this situation, the information that I heard, it was not what it was stated to be. Now, because I was told this off the record, and I know people that have seen the video, Jalen Carter, I'll just say this, was not stealing. I'm not saying the incident didn't happen, but I'll just tell you, Jalen Carter was not stealing. All right, bring him back up so I can hang up on his ass. Go ahead. What? What are you still talking? Why I took you down?
I got a friend who worked for Target, and they said he's.
You know what? Okay. You know what? You're an idiot, and you have no friends.
And tell you what, Jalen Hurts better throw more touchdowns than Dak Prescott against the Giants. How about that?
Against Kansas City, he's going to throw more touchdowns.
No. I said the Giants.
It's about winning the game, and they'll win the game. Who cares about it? It's like last year when Dak Prescott played against fifth and sixth stringers against the Eagles when they played nobody, and he had five touchdown passes, and he celebrated like he just won something. He didn't win squat. He hasn't won squat, and he will never. N-E-V-E-R for you dope Cowboy fans that don't know how to spell. Never win a Super Bowl. How's that?
It's coming. Trust me, it's coming. And I'm going to rip you apart.
Yeah, you know what? You don't have to worry about it because I'm hanging up on your ass right now. All right? How's that? How's that grab you? All right. Lamont, one after another.
Yeah. Hey, Eskin, he's
another cowboy dope. Like, I got to get to him.
Cowboy fan for life, Eskin. Remember that.
Okay. You know, then you had a bad life. You had a bad life because they haven't won squat. Bleep. And how many years they suck.
Eskin.
Yeah.
And Joel Embiid might have been right about you, Eskin.
About what he said?
On him. Huh?
What did I say about him?
Last year when Joel Embiid wasn't playing well.
What about him?
He came out and argued with you. He was arguing with you. You forget that?
He didn't argue with me. He might have challenged me. I forget it. That's menial.
Menial. Come on, buddy. Don't forget now, Eskin. Don't get dementia now, Eskin.
You know
Come
what?
Come on now.
You know what? You know, I feel bad for you. You know why?
Why? Why?
Because you were the second straight Cowboy fan, and I'm going to hang up on your ass, too. How's that? You're done, too. I'm not gonna deal with if you have something intelligent, and it's really difficult for Cowboys fans to say something intelligent. I'd be happy to discuss that with you, but it's so hard to find a Cowboy fan that has any kind of brains. There's zeros trying to become ones. Nobody's trying to become somebody's because they say they're Cowboys fans. Losers. You gotta. There's only one game that you win. That makes you a winner, and that's a Super Bowl. And it's been a long, long, long time since the Cowboys have won one of those games. And they won't do it with Jerry Jones or Dak Prescott. Mark it down. John, you're on WIP. Did I make myself clear? Crystal.
Hey,
crystal
morning,
clear.
Howard. How are you doing? Yeah,
good. I'm doing great.
I almost get sick. Throw up in my mouth when I hear these Dallas fans. I mean, my hatred for the Cowboys goes back to the 60s when that linebacker knocked out Timmy Brown's front teeth, my favorite player. And is anybody...
You know, he was one of my favorites, too. I mean, I wouldn't say he was my favorite, but Reggie White became a favorite. But I love Timmy Brown, and that goes way back. Right, yeah. And may he rest... he's passed away, but may he rest in peace. What a great... And I met him once. He came to an Eagles game. And I was actually excited, as an adult, excited to meet Timmy Brown. So I'll go with you there.
And I saw him on a rerun of Adam 12. It must have been from the early 70s. He was on there as when he was acting as well. But tell these idiot Cowboy fans to take a look at the record. They did win Super Bowls. There's no question about it. But since the last Super Bowl for Dallas, they have three playoff victories. Three. Since 1995. How's that work out?
I know. But they don't want, they don't. Hey, wait a minute. When the Cowboys played the Eagles, in the minds of Cowboys fans, they got a moral victory. And I'm still, I've searched Google, and Google's pretty good. I've searched the internet. I can't find that listed in the standings. There's nowhere where it says MV next to W and L. I can't find that. It's driving me crazy.
Let me ask you, change points to the Sixers. I watched Halliburton the other night and I got sick. Did they have a chance to get him last year?
Absolutely. And I was told by three independent sources, and I believe all of them, that Daryl Morey, who is clearly a fraud, has never won anything in the NBA as an executive. He had a chance to get Halliburton and Buddy Hield for Ben Simmons and give up one less first-round pick, which then you could have already traded Tobias Harris, and give up one less first-round pick. But because Daryl Morey had this man crush on James Harden, he wanted James Harden so bad, gave up an extra second-round pick and first-round pick and wasted. I said wasted 2 years of the 76ers and Joel Embiid. Wasted. They could have had Halliburton. 32 assists without a turnover in two games. Last year, he had 60 straight assists without a turnover. This guy, and he can shoot.
He's young.
He's 24. Yeah. Can you imagine Halliburton and Maxey in the backcourt?
Oh, my God.
Please, stop. And then these morons out there. Hey, you got to give Daryl Morey credit. He traded James Harden. Yeah, he wasted 2 years with James Harden. I'll give him credit. None. How's none sound? N-O-N-E.
Let me jump to the Phillies fast.
Spelling bee
chances,
today.
Chances that they get a Snell or that Japanese pitcher if Aaron Nola goes.
I think the Japanese, well, there's a chance, yeah. And if Aaron Nola gets 6 years or 7 years, they're not going, I don't know if the Phillies would go five. He's not signing here. And I think he's going to get at least 6 years somewhere. It's just there's not enough pitching out there. But the Japanese pitcher, I wouldn't be shocked if he goes with Ohtani. And a lot of Asian pitchers or Asian players like to go where there's another Asian player. And the Phillies don't have one of them. They want a friend, somebody that they can relate to a little bit on the team. And there's teams out there, the Dodgers could get him. Wouldn't the Dodgers be unbelievable if they got Ohtani and that pitcher? Or the Dodgers would be right back in it. Seattle has Ichiro's trying to work on different Asian players, but New York has them. It's just, I think the Phillies are really a long shot for that pitcher. Really a long shot.
Last sports point for me. I've been a Villanova fan since the 60s. I went to Villanova, graduated in 74. Which was Raleigh Massimino's first year of Villanova coaching, my senior year. What's this, Kyle? I miss Jay Wright like heck.
I saw Jay at the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, which he was an inductee this year. I was an inductee last year. And Jay's such a great guy and a great coach. And I can't emphasize great enough. Great coach. But he's done. It's done. He's had enough, and he's living a great life right now, and he's enjoying life. He doesn't need the money. He works with Villanova, but it's just not going to be the same without Jay Wright, and it is what it is. It happens.
It looks different. I'm not sure about Neptune yet, but anyway.
All right. The biggest lie or liar, alleged.
Well, I mean, does it have to be limited to sports?
Yes, I want to limit it to sports.
Okay. Well, then I would say you pick a name of the group of all the steroid baseball users who never use steroids. You can pick with Lenny Dykstra.
Give me one.
Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah. And Lenny kind of half admitted it. But
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. I'll put Barry Bonds in for you because he's better than Bonds, clearly. His helmet size changed two sizes. I know that by the helmet company who used to be located in this area. Can you believe his head grew two sizes? How does that happen if you're not doing something? Is that amazing? Went from a 7-something to a 9-something. That's unbelievable. But just more information than I get to pass along. It's just, you know, I'm all over it. You know, I don't want to tell you what I heard about Kelly Oubre because I can't verify it yet, but I'm going to try. I just try to, you know, do what I do and try to pass along to try to keep people abreast of all the things that are going on and try to have some fun with you, too. 215-592-9494. You got the numbers? You got me and WIP, who are now at the Borgata in the sports book here, BetMGM. People getting ready. I'm looking at all the games, the college games. There's some good college games today. There really are. And Mark Lawrence will join us to take a look at those games and pro football and the Eagles game coming up at approximately 9:40. The time now is 9:22, and here's what's going on and what happened. What's happening at Borgata. There's so many good things. The poker room is, I told you many, many times, poker room's terrific. It's big. It's fun for these guys. It's open 7 days a week. So that's excitement. Sebastian Maniscalco was here last night. He's here again tonight. This is the last weekend he's here. And this place was buzzing last night with all the people that go to that show. The entertainment is great. I've told you the restaurants are great. And last night had an early dinner at Angeline, which is Michael Simon's Italian restaurant here. But they have things that, if you're, you know, that you can get along with the Italian food. Really, really good. It was really good. And the chef came out and kind of talked to I was with a couple of guys from the Borgata here, really great guys, and everybody had a great meal. But that's not the only restaurant that's great. They're all great. The bars are exciting, and the live music's great. The entertainment, as I told you, it's great. The spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. Action at Borgata. Casino and spa doesn't stop. Sportsbook, there's going to be a lot of action here today with a lot of good games. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. TheBorgata.com for more details. About time that Dan back at the studio stepped it up with the music. I have a story about everything. I saw Billy Joel here in a private concert at the Borgata years ago. They brought him in. This is what the Borgata does. They just do special things for a lot of their really good customers. They flew Billy Joel in. He was living in Long Island at the time. I don't know if he still lives there. Flew him in. He did the concert. He met with some people, and then they flew him back. And I was at that concert. And Billy Joel's terrific. I love Billy Joel. So it was nice. Dan, you picked out something good for a change. And nice you stepped it up a little bit. It's all good. All right, Andy Reid's record. I got to get to that before I forget. Keep on forgetting. His record after a bye, 29-4. Okay? That counts last year's Super Bowl. However, and this is a big however, when the other team has a 29-4, when the other team also has a bye, he's 3-2. It's a little different than 29-4, isn't it? Everybody says, oh, Andy Reid after a bye, Andy Reid after a bye. Well, when the other team has the bye, he still has a winning record, but he's only 3-2. So and Andy Reid's a great coach, the best in the NFL. Bill Belichick isn't even on my radar as the best in the NFL. But Andy Reid's really good. But he's only 3-2 when the other team also has a bye. Does that make you feel a little more comfortable? Ron, you're on WIP.
Morning, hey, Ron. Howard.
How are you?
I'm all right. Never had a bad day in my life.
Well, that makes two of us for sure.
Howard, I you know what? I don't think they're going to win.
Uh-oh. What's the problem? What's the problem?
Well, there's no way they're going to go into Arrowhead and with that defense and put on the defensive line, they're going to get picked apart. And they're going to run the ball,
shocked.
Throw the ball. He's going to exploit our secondary, the coach and the quarterback, and
right.
They're not ready. They're not ready for this.
All right, we'll see. I mean, they still have won 8 games. We'll see. Hey, can I bring up a dose of reality when you say, well, they can't do this, and they do have some weaknesses. There's no question, but so does Kansas City. Everybody's got weaknesses. Their defense is playing really well, but their offense isn't quite the same. Do you remember Kansas City lost to Denver? Kansas City lost to Denver, and I'm almost positive that game was in Kansas City.
I don't know. I think it was.
Well, they did lose to Denver, but I think it was in Kansas City.
Well, I'm not a Mahomes groupie.
Whatever. I'm just giving you some dose of reality here. All right? That's what I try to do.
The Phillies, and I got a question. So hey,
I have confidence in Dave Dombrowski, whether Aaron Nola comes back or not. He's going to get a pitcher or pitchers, and he's going to get another player. He's going to fix.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's going to
or
pick
fix
up
and make
pitcher,
that team.
Like, yeah, but the pitchers that are available are just like Aaron Nola. They all got their warts, man. These are not Roger Clemens pitchers.
He's not given a pitcher 30 years old a 6 or 7 year contract.
No, he's not. No way. It was when they announced that's what he wanted. I said that's never going to happen. And, you know, but I tell you what, the way they're handing these 10-year contracts out, like they're handing out candy.
They're not handing out 10-year contracts to pitchers.
That was never.
All right,
your player
that's the biggest lie or the biggest lie in sports.
Oh, wait a minute, I got a serious sports question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Come on, man, I sat and listened to this nonsense.
Okay, well, go ahead. I said go ahead. I thought you were done.
All right, so here's my serious question.
About
that hockey incident where the kid got his
got killed. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that was? Do you think that he should be charged, Howard? Have you looked at?
If they determine that it was in the just during play, no. But they've got it. They can charge him. That doesn't mean he's going to be found guilty. If he in fact tried to hurt that player. And not intentionally try to slash his throat. But if he tried to hurt that player, absolutely, positively should be charged.
The more I looked at that, the more I tried to avoid that video. And I finally, I saw it by accident, and they kept playing it. And I'm like, that kid turned his head.
We'll see what I mean in court.
And deliberately raises his skate up to his throat. I mean, that was deliberate.
Well, if it's deliberate, he'll be charged.
What are you looking for? Are you looking
I'm looking for the question today to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's.
Right, how about Jim Harbaugh?
Jim Harbaugh.
Most recent lie in sports.
Jim Harbaugh, not John. Jim.
Jim.
Okay. He's a liar. They're firing everybody else except him, except Harbaugh. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jay. Jay, you're on WIP.
Howard.
Yes.
Howard, I'm 46. My dad passed away in 2009. We used to call when I was 10, 36 years ago to you.
So you were listening to me 36 years ago?
At a minimum. Yep.
That's great. That's great.
At a minimum. Every
I'm going to go another 36 years. How's that grab you?
I hope you do, brother. By the way, your son's tweet before surgery had me laughing. What he said, if anything happens to me, just remember, I was right about Ben Simmons.
Wait a minute. Did he from the beginning say he was a stiff?
I don't know, but the tweet
I think he was on board with that part of the process, so I don't know if that's accurate. I gotta straighten that out. Maybe he was under the influence. Maybe he was under the influence of the anesthesia when he sent out that tweet.
It can't be ruled out. Okay. One quick.
He wasn't right about the process. He's not right about Daryl Morey. He's not right about Scam Hinkie. But he neglected. I guess the anesthesia took effect before he could get those things out too.
That could have been.
All right.
One Eagles point. It's funny when the Eagles lost the Super Bowl. You know. I crushed just like everybody else, but I walked out thinking, you know, we had such a good team. We'll be back. And, you know, I'm thinking we just won in 2017. It didn't hurt as much as I thought. I mean, it killed, but not as much as I thought. I'll tell you when it comes back to me. I see the seeding. There's no way we can avoid playing both the Cowboys and the Niners if all things being equal shake out how I think.
That's all right. They'll beat both of them. Actually, 49ers will be a tougher game. The Cowboys, Cowboys are not tough. But the 49
times in one season thing that gets me.
Well, yeah, but if they play the 49ers, it would likely be in the championship game. NFC championship.
Yep.
We'll see. Yep. All right. Do you have a biggest liar? Or lie?
You know what? There's been bigger lies. In fact, if the competition should, the guy who said OJ should win, but I got a good lie for you, based on the quality of the lie. Rafael Palmeiro, under oath in front of Congress, just how sure he was. I never took steroids, how clear he was.
And oh, yeah, you know what? And he waved his finger doing it.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, Palmeiro's a good one. Okay. All those steroid guys. Yeah, Roger Clemens is a stinking liar, too. Let me get that. All right. Let me, I need a mouse here. I'm talking to myself. Brian, trying to get the next caller up. Brian, you want to talk about Clarissa Thompson?
Yeah, I do. So
go ahead.
With you being a sideline reporter in these days, and what does this do for the future of sideline reporting? Like, how do
I don't think that changes it. I don't think it changes it. It's you try to create for. I think it's part of informationally, and there's things that happen on the sidelines. The problem with the networks, and this is a problem, sometimes they go down to you because they just have to go down to you.
Right.
And, and then the reporters got to be, they have stories that they got in the middle of the week and, whatever the case. But it creates variety within the broadcast rather than just the two guys doing the game.
Yeah,
now,
I understand that.
And there's information down there, because my eyes down there are not, I see things that aren't always on camera that I can share with the audience. So sometimes I can't hear the coach when he argues with an official, but there are many times that I know where the people up in the booth don't know what's going on, and I can share what he's actually upset about. And Nick Sirianni, I love him. He just goes off so many times. It's great.
The emotion that he shows.
It's great. It's great. So, but, it's despicable and disgusting.
Oh, it is.
That Clarissa Thompson would not only do it, that's one thing, but to admit, and now she's lying about admitting that she did it.
Yeah.
Statement. It was a statement. It was worse than what she did.
Yes, exactly. At one point, either way, she's lying.
Yes.
So, I would think of it as, I've never sat there and I looked at a sideline reporter and said, man, I don't believe them. But now, does it kind of creep into the back of my mind?
And hers was so,
a little bit more.
All she had to do, if the coach didn't come out in time for her, they always talk to the coach after halftime, which is kind of like a formula that networks do, but whatever. If he didn't talk to her, just give her observations. Hey, listen, I couldn't, the coach came out too late. We didn't have a chance to talk to him, but I can tell you, by watching the game, these are the things that I'm pretty sure he wants to correct. And you just give your own reporting and your own analysis. I just, why did you have to lie?
It makes no sense.
And it demeans every person trying to do their job.
Right.
Good and a legitimate fashion. All right, your biggest liar in sports.
So this takes it back a little bit, even before my time. I remember reading up about it a lot because I work with students with special needs. The 2000 Spanish Paralympica team.
The what?
How they pretty much, they came out and they said none of their players had disabilities. And their coaches.
When was it? What was this? What are you talking about?
This was 2000. They won a gold medal in the Special Olympics.
Oh,
the
Paralympics. Okay. All right, I'll put you down for it. All right, you got it. All right, thanks for the call. All right, take care. 215-592-9494. We'll try to get some more calls, but there's some callers on the line. I'm going to try to get to you, but we're going to get to Mark Lawrence shortly. Time now is 9:40. You want a treat? You want a good treat? You want something that's good, delicious, it'll make you feel good? I got it. You know what I'm talking about. Your favorite Tasty Cake. And your favorite Tasty Cake treat could be any one of so many. I always talk about the crimpets, the butterscotch crimpets, and the peanut butter candy. There's so many others. I'm telling you, when you go to the store, look through, and if you say, well, I haven't tried that, then try it. Because they're all so good, no matter where you are. If you want to feel right and enjoy something really, really good, obviously we know it's Tasty Cake. You earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes. Ah, sunshine. I just hope there's sunshine on Monday night in Kansas City. There's rain in the forecast, but the weather people are idiots. So well, hopefully they're, again, they're part of their 80% when they're wrong. I can't help myself with weather people because they're just so clueless sometimes. All right, we're going to take a look at the weekend football, and to help us do that will be Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
I've never had a bad day in my life. It's just, and when you're at the Borgata, you know the days are really going to be good anyway. So it's all good. All right. There are, as we have discussed this week, a lot of good games. Well, there's a good number of games in college football this weekend or today. So let's start. Who do you like?
I'm going to look at college football. It is a good card in college football today, for sure. We're going to look at the two underdogs that have better offenses and better defenses, and I think they can win these games straight up. First is going to be North Carolina. They're taking 7.5 against Clemson. You look inside the numbers at this North Carolina team, they're better than their record indicates, just given the fact that they've out-yarded 9 of their 10 opponents they played thus far this football season here. And the interesting thing in this game is that Mack Brown, the head coach for North Carolina, in his career, when he has the better record and he's the underdog in the game, he's been there 15-5 against the spread with 13 straight up wins in this particular role for him. I like them plus the points over Carolina. They're the better football team, and they're the dog in the contest.
Yeah, and that's and North Carolina is not chopped liver. North Carolina is a good team. Yeah, a good team. All right, who else do you like?
The other guy is going to be UCLA taking 6.5 against Southern Cal. And much like North Carolina, UCLA is also 9-1 in the stats in the yards this year. They played really well. You've got a Southern Cal football team that has just absolutely laid an egg this year. They're 0-5 to the spread as favorites the last five games. And looking in the numbers here, UCLA brings 163 yards a game, the better defense in the contest. You got a big rivalry here with revenge. Last matchup inside the Pac-12, inside this rivalry matchup anyway, I think UCLA can take Southern Cal down today.
Yeah, and it might be Chip Kelly's last season with UCLA.
It might
too.
Be,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so maybe the players will play for him a little bit as well. You know, just an aside, because it gives me a chance to rip James Franklin. He's a 20.5-point favorite against Rutgers. So that's within reach because Rutgers is not playing well this year. What are the chances that to take care of the alumni, he tries to score late touchdowns to cover the spread? I'm asking you in somewhat of a sarcastic way, but when he's a big favorite, he usually covers because he can find a way to take care of his folks.
He does. That's his MO. That's exactly what he does. But I think he's taking on the wrong team this week. Number one, Rutgers is not a losing team. They're going to be bowling this year. You know, they got 6 wins. They've already qualified. And number two, you've got Rutgers coming off of being shut out their last game against Iowa. I'm sure that doesn't sit well with Greg Schiano at all. Somehow, some way, they only gained 120 yards against that Iowa defense. I think they're going to come with everything they've got against Penn State. I think this has got letdown written all over for Penn State.
You know, you always look at games, all right, teams that may have come off of big wins and could have a letdown, or teams that may be looking ahead. Does anybody fit into that category?
I think the guy that fits the category the most that might be Missouri when they took down Tennessee last week. That was a big win for that program.
Yeah.
And they did it in really decisive fashion, too. I mean, it was like a 28-point win. I think they could be in a major letdown-type situation, Missouri, today. You know, they're getting all these headlines. They're a top 20 team. They're ranking that rankings and everything, and they're laying doubles to Florida, who just got beat up last week. I think that's a nice spot for Florida to go in and sneak in this football game and maybe even take them out. Then you've got the obvious look-aheads here, Ohio State and Michigan, playing one another, and they are both never any good in games before they play one another. And they've got to lay all this wood here today. Michigan on the road laying 20 against Maryland. Ohio State laying a ton at home in this football game. I don't think both Michigan and Ohio State get the money. I think you got a better chance of going 2-0 by playing against them than you do 0-2 by playing against them.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's look at pro football. Who do you like?
I'm going to look at, again, two more underdogs that have better offenses and better defenses. That's sort of the theme this week. And when you get in this time of the year, these better offenses and better defenses, they're meaningful because they have some games under their belt, you know, to back up these statistics. You got the Rams. They're taking a point in a football game against Seattle. Number one, you've got Matthew Stafford back for the Rams, which is really, really good. And you've also got a team in Seattle that's only 1-9 to the spread the last 10 in the series. The Rams own this football team. Hmm. The Rams, when they do have rest, the last five times they've not lost to the spread. And if you're looking at schedules, you know, upcoming schedules, which most of these football teams tend to want to look ahead and do a little bit of that stuff, you've got monster games coming up here. Right around the corner here for Seattle. I mean, my goodness, they've got Frisco twice, Dallas, Philadelphia, all wow. on deck behind this. You know, wow. I think they got bigger worries ahead of them than they do the Rams today. I think the Rams take Seattle out in this football game.
All right, who else?
The other guy's going to be Minnesota taking 2.5 against Denver Sunday night. Better offense, better defense. And I am going to fade Denver here. They're on this little three-game win streak, but the last two games they've been thoroughly outplayed, outgained in the stats and doing stuff like that. And you got all this momentum from Minnesota here, plus the 2.5. I think they'll win this game on the field.
Is there any revenge games this week that I'm trying to see teams in the same division? Pittsburgh-Cleveland, is that a revenge game?
You know, that's revenge for Cleveland. Yeah, they beat up the Browns really bad in Pittsburgh. And when, you know, again, they got out-yarded terribly. Cleveland just murdered them in the yardage. You know, and they had to go in that football game. So that's a huge revenge game for the Browns. Probably the biggest revenge game on the card would be the Browns in that football game.
All right, let's take a look. We got to take a look, obviously, at the Eagles. It's revenge, and the players, they can say what they want. The coaches maybe can say what they want, and it's different teams, and I get all that. Oh, it's not revenge. It's just, yes, it is. But your thoughts, it is revenge. Your thoughts on this game?
First and foremost, it's revenge. It's revenge, you know, to the ultimate max. The Super Bowl doesn't get any bigger or better than that. Aside from that, what I really like about the Eagles' chances this week, and I think they're going to leave Kansas City with the win. What I like about them is they've played really, really well against really, really good football teams. The last 9 regular season games, first of all, on the flip side, Kansas City's really struggled against winning teams. They're just 3-5-1 to the spread. But you look at the Eagles against 750 or better teams the last 9 in the regular season. They've won 6 of them straight up and beat the spread 8 times, 8-1 to the number here. I like this football team here. I think they're the better football team right now. Kansas City's got all this Taylor Swift stuff going on here, and, you know, all that good stuff. And the other side of it is when you're playing Europe and you come back and you won and covered your last football game and you're favored, those teams go into the tank. They're no good. That's the role here for Kansas City here. I think Philadelphia wins this football game.
I didn't even think about that. And Andy Reid, I brought it up. He's 29-4 with a bye, but when the other team has a bye, he's only 3-2.
There you go. Exactly.
So, all right. Hey, Mark, if people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 or on the internet, playbooksports.com. Well, I'll be in Kansas City. I just hope it doesn't rain. I know it's going to be a little cold. And, you know, hopefully we see a great game and hope for everybody involved here it's an Eagles win. Mark,
well, just don't get in front of any of those chest bumps with Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes.
That is, you know, listen, I'm a Swiftie, and I'm never not going to be a Swiftie, but I'm done. I'm done with all this. Anytime she plays and I have a chance to go see her, great. I don't want to see her during a football game. I think she's a terrific person. She's got a terrific family. I just don't want to see her during a football game. That's all. All right, thanks.
Stay out of the load.
All right, take care, Mark.
All right.
We got to come up with and there's some really good ones. And, Dan, we really haven't talked about this. But let me see if we come up with the same thing. The biggest lie or liar, alleged liar in sports, obviously based off of two people. One that's alleged, Kelly Oubre, which is the most ridiculous. It's ridiculous the fact that the police can't find any evidence Let's not get into that. And Carissa Thompson is an insult to anybody that does that job. All right, who do you think, Dan? What do you think?
Yeah, my favorite answer was Lance Armstrong.
You know what? It's between, I'll say this, it's between Lance Armstrong and O.J. Simpson. But O.J. Simpson wasn't proven, although we know that's the case. Lance Armstrong admitted his lie for all those years he made, all that money from Nike, and he was on performance-enhancing drugs. But I got to give credit to a lot of people. There were a lot of good ones. There really were a lot of good ones out there. We can go right down the list, but there were good ones. But all right, I'll buy that because that really was a good one. That was Dave. Where's Dave from? Do you remember where Dave?
I don't, but I have his info.
Okay, all right, Dave, you win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Terrific place to watch a game. The atmosphere, the food is sensational. They're in Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington, and you're going to enjoy that. Lance Armstrong, there was a good one. That was I didn't think I'd come up with that many good answers, but I did. It's always a good day here at the Borgata. Caleb Flieger, I always worry about your last name. Caleb Flieger, I pronounced that correctly?
Yep.
Forget, you know what? Tell your family to take the P off the beginning of the name, and then it would be a lot easier to remember how to pronounce it. He was here at the Borgata at the Sportsbook. Thanks to the Borgata. Thanks to Dan Wilson back at the studio. Everybody have a great weekend Monday night in Kansas City. Coming up next is Glenn McNeil and Mike Sielski. Everybody have a great day and a great weekend, and enjoy the game on Monday here on WIP. The time now is 9:58.